How are you?
Have a seat, both of you.
Thank you.
Grant Turner is 70 years old. Just over a year ago, he and his wife bought what he calls a derelict trailer for a dollar at Oak Ridge Mobile Home Park. He fixed it up. Turner rents this piece of ground for $265 a month. He complains park management has broken promises to make his lot accessible.
I want gravel just like everybody else out here. I put in 5 requests. My wife is disabled. She can't even get out there on her chair because it's a muddy driveway and there's a lip. There's a 2-inch lip. And if she goes over that, she's going to teacup on her face.
Before Turner's time, Oak Ridge Mobile Home Park had a dark history of crime, drug deals, squatters. Oak Ridge police say half of the reports they received came from this place. In 2014, St. Vincent de Paul bought the park, taking it over, rental agreements and all. The agency put a park manager, a social service worker, and a property management company in charge. Several blighted trailers were removed, the physical appearance upgraded, but Turner says on-site management style is threatening and often hostile. Last October, the Turners received a notice of termination of lease. The stated cause was interfering with management.
I can't disagree with them. You know, it's either their way or the highway.
The Turners sought legal counsel. Matthew Johnson is a self-described poverty lawyer. After writing letters to park attorneys, the Turners' termination notice was deemed unenforceable. Grant Turner understands that without a lawyer, he and his wife could have been tossed out. Johnson, who does a lot of pro bono work, says most of his clients don't know their rights. Apartment dwellers can be evicted for no reason, but mobile home park tenants are different.
In a park, once you sign a rental agreement, that rental agreement is good forever, and it can only be terminated or changed by mutual agreement or terminated for cause.
Oregon law states for cause lease termination means 3 things: non-payment of rent, violating park rules, and park closure. Shortly after St. Vinny's became owner, Johnson says several Oak Ridge Mobile Home Park tenants got a letter from the property management company.
And what they did was they told everybody, if you don't sign a new rental agreement, we will evict you. That is not lawful.
Glenn Brewer has lived at Oak Ridge Mobile Home Park for 10 years.
I live in C4.
Brewer is disabled, and he lives on Social Security. He's here because he can't afford to live anywhere else. Brewer says park management has ignored his request to move a dryer vent that blows into his window. And then there's the cameras.
Right in my front yard and my backyard. I'm constantly being watched.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
There's 2 of the cameras right there. You know, the one looking in the garbage, that'd be fine. But they don't need to watch everybody and what they're doing. It's just creepy. That's how I feel, you know, like it's a prison camp. There's more cameras back here.
Glenn Brewer also got the letter threatening eviction unless he signed a new lease. He asked Johnson for legal advice.
The park's excuse is, we don't have copies of your rental agreement, and the law requires us to have copies. Well, that means that the park has violated the law.
When Rita Wilson's dad died, she bought his trailer at Oak Ridge Mobile Home Park. She and her husband have lived here for a decade. Wilson works for the U.S. Forest Service. She pays her bills, tries to lay low. This is how she describes life in the park now.
There's a lot of tension, always a concern of, okay, what's going to happen today when I come home from work? Am I going to have an eviction notice? And why?
Wilson has received 3 eviction notices since the new management took over. With legal help, each notice was rescinded. Terry McDonald has been executive director of St. Vincent de Paul of Lane County since 1971. He's overseen the agency's purchase of 5 mobile home parks, including this one. McDonald says many parks are substandard, sometimes tragically so.
It doesn't change the fact that people live in these parks, but the housing quality and the management and the degree to which opportunity is brought to those people is negligible. There's virtually nothing being done for them.
McDonald says they buy up places that are badly run, fix them up, bring social services to them, and make them decent places to live again. Have you heard of any concerns from tenants at Oak Ridge Mobile Home Park?
Always. The one thing we know about affordable housing, as with all housing, is that people have concerns and issues, no matter who they are, about wherever they are, no matter what you're trying to do.
McDonald says he has full confidence in his staff in Oak Ridge, and any complaints about St. Vincent de Paul personnel should go directly to him. Rita Wilson would like to move away.
I know some people say, why do you live there? Well, I actually was going to move it on a piece of property in Oak Ridge, and then I went to get the permit, and I was told that you cannot move a single wide trailer onto a piece of property.
Many Oregon cities have zoning codes like Oak Ridge. Attorney Johnson points out the word mobile home is a misnomer because most trailers are fixed, never to move again. The people, like the homes they live in, are stuck.
They're trapped there. It's a situation that is just ripe for abuse.
The plight of these mobile home park tenants may seem hopeless, but it doesn't have to be. There's a little-known conflict resolution service available from the state. The Center for Dialogue and Resolution helps park tenants in dispute with neighbors, owners, or managers. Trained mediators walk through the issues to offer up solutions. This service is free and confidential. Last year, these centers helped 61 tenants resolve disputes. Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.